you fall. Come shake the ground with the sound of revival. Let heaven roar, the fire fall. Come shake the ground with the sound of revival.
Facebook. Mike Westendorf here from The Bridge. Welcome to our Facebook online and our live stream in a number of different places, whether on YouTube or if you're at the church website or you're coming to us live on Facebook. Particularly on Facebook, it's great because we have an opportunity to engage with you just a little bit and just introduce you to a couple of the people that you're going to see here today that are part of what's happening. So Pastor Pete Panitsky is actually going to be bringing us the message. He'll do the closing announcements as well. But then Sally Wallner is part of the team that is going to be interacting with you. Jill Dunbar may be online as well. So again, if you're on Facebook, give a shout out, say hello. Let us know what you're celebrating here today. And yeah, just great to have you guys here. Part of my role as a host and when we have these announcements is to just, some of you are wondering, why do they do the same thing every week? Well, we're not killing time, but we're actually creating time for people to be able to get on and get started. We're also kind of letting people know from around the world and around really the country in particular, some of the things that are happening here. And in this reality of both in-person, as you can see, but also a lot of online, how do you stay connected? And there's a number of different spaces where we can do that. The next place that I want you to know is we've got a couple of learning opportunities that you'll be able to be a part of in person, and then there's some other opportunities even online. This next one here, I'll have the slide come up, is the Global Leadership Summit. This is something that we've had an opportunity to host last year. We'll be hosting it again in person this year. It's part of literally a global network of leadership training, and it's a great opportunity for anybody who has an opportunity to, whether you're leading a small group, whether you're leading your family, whether you're leading a business, you're gonna learn something. And what I love about the conference too is that it's coming from a Christian worldview and a Christian perspective. The next one here, how do you get connected? Small group connections. Pastor Pete's gonna be hitting on this toward the end. We need to do life together. And even more so now to be surrounded by fellow Christians, just an important time that we learn to hear our Father's voice. But part of the way that we do that too is by gathering together with other people. And you can't do that in a great big place where we can have a conversation very well, but in a small setting, that is the space to be able to really go deep with God's word and find encouragement from brothers and sisters in Christ. So if you're not part of a small group, Really want to encourage you to take a look at that. Following the Promise is another space where you can join in. This is something that Pastor Nate Strobel, who's the Bridge host pastor, he is leading this every week. And this one right now is happening via Zoom. They have recordings. This is a great space for jumping on board when it comes to Christianity or just getting a refresher. If you're new to Jesus, if you've been kind of joining us here and you've got questions about what's the gospel about, who is Jesus, those kinds of things, this is a great opportunity for you to be able to dig in and learn. And like we said, it's vacation proof too because we're recording it. That's a good opportunity for you. A couple of other things just so that you're aware of it, especially if you're in and around southeastern or southwestern Milwaukee area, Muskego area, we have a great grade school. 3K through 8th grade Christian education. Contact Mr. Seth Fitzsimmons. If you would like to have a tour, if you'd like to see it in person, Seth is the one that you want to be able to talk to. We've got something special going on tonight. It's near and dear to my heart. Here at the Bridge, we do want to encourage and love young adults. And we have a neat, it's a Zoom opportunity because we can't do our summer group in person this year. But if you would like to join us, young adults, 18, 25, or if you're a young adult leader, jump on board with us, awakealive.com. You need to register so we can get you to the Zoom link, right? But it begins at 6:30 tonight, Central Time. We are with Kent Reeder, pastor. He's out in Seattle, talking about permission, and in particular, that idea of using your gifts and skills for the good of the kingdom through the church. If you need to talk, you know, again, just a counseling opportunity, a discussion with a pastor, take a look at the phone number that's on there, and then you can reach out to these various extensions. Jeffrey Bonack is our kind of our counseling pastor, but all of them can do some of that work. Pastor Nate Strobel, of course, as you know, in the Bridge, and then Pastor Pete Panitsky and Pastor David Keel, their extensions are there as well. You can give online. Again, there's what we're doing right here. That camera, you purchased through part of your gifts to be a part of telling the world about the good news of Jesus through the Bridge here at Muskego. So if you would like to give, you can go to stpaulmuskego.org/give. And you can either mail in checks, do text to give. You can give online that way too. So thank you for making that a part of your worship as well. And then lastly here, we've got the songs that we're going to be singing here with the band. This is the song list from last week. So this is actually not what we're going to sing because I sang all those last week. But we are going to be bringing in the band to be able to start us on. We are on Pentecost Potential is the sermon series that we're continuing here this week and then one more week next week. And if you have missed up, if you could kind of look to how do you catch up, you can go back and take a look online at some of the previous services as well. We're grateful to have the Bridge Band here. Tony DeRelius and Bethany Lehman are the ones who are going to be leading this one. And so I'm going to, at this point, take it over to Tony. Tony, good morning. Welcome to the Bridge.
Good morning, Mike.
Good to see you.
Thank you very much. Good morning to everyone here, and thank you for joining us online. Welcome to worship here at the Bridge at St. Paul's. We're going to start today with a song called This Is Amazing Grace. So we're going to have everyone stand up here in the sanctuary, and let's lift our voice to the one who gives us such amazing grace, that is God. Words will be on the screen. Please sing with us. Unfailing love.
sing for all that you've done for me.
Confession piece for the message we're going to hear today. We heard the sermon theme of Pentecost, a potential. And that means that we need to honor the gift that was given to people long ago during the miracle of Pentecost. And it focuses around our need for Jesus. We can't do things to save ourselves on our own. We need help. We also do things to get very far away from that, too. We sin constantly. But still, Jesus is there, and he is lending out a hand. He's saying, here I am, follow me, and I will take you home. The song is titled, How Can It Be? And I think that is really fitting. Sing along with us. The words will be on the screen.
You plead my cause, you Have you ever just messed up? You know, sometimes we just mess up, right? We make mistakes. Forget to turn my sound on. Forget my clicker. Have you ever messed up? You know, forgot to bring milk home on the way home from work. Forgot to text mom and dad when you got to your friend's house. You know, sometimes we just mess up. And when we mess up, there's a tendency to just kind of want to go, I'm just going to hide, and maybe no one will notice that I messed up. But what we're going to see today is that when you and I mess up, the Lord God steps in. Somebody always, always notices. Wouldn't you agree that Adam and Eve messed up there in the garden? Now, they hoped to get away with it, right? When the Lord God steps in after they mess up, they try to hide. But the Lord God steps in. Last week when we looked at Genesis chapter 2, we saw that that word Lord in all capital letters in the English is a name for God that emphasizes that his love is independent and unconditional, and it's unchanging. And I think it's no surprise that the Holy Spirit inspired Moses as he records the accounts in Genesis chapter 3 to always use the term Lord God. You see, even though Adam and Eve had messed up, the Lord God did not change. He was still the same loving Savior God. And he loved them enough to ask them some tough questions. I'd like to begin in Genesis chapter 3, beginning at verse 8. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord among the trees of the garden. That was their solution. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And he said, "Who told you you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" And the woman said, "The serpent," Satan in "the serpent deceived me, and I ate." Now, why is it that the Lord God asked Adam and Eve these questions? Did the Lord not know how to play hide and seek? "I can't find you." And why is it that Moses calls him the Lord God? You see, the Lord God loved Adam and Eve enough to ask them these tough questions. Where are you? What have you done? Now, why do I say that this is a loving thing to do? Oh, he could have just let Adam and Eve just try to spend the rest of their days slunk down, hiding, hoping that somehow they would survive and God wouldn't notice. You see, they were already tasting death. They were already afraid of God. But the Lord God loved them enough to confront them. Where are you? Have you eaten from that fruit that I told you not to eat from? This is the beauty of our God. He knows that every one of us mess up. Some of the mess ups are no big deal. But some of them are life-changing, aren't they? And some of them carry a burden of guilt that crushes us. And every one of those mess ups, in some way, relates to our sin and our separation from God. And the Lord loves us enough to ask some tough questions. In fact, that's why I encourage you to be a daily student of God's Word. Now, that being a student of God's Word can take different forms. You know, I'm somebody who likes to read large sections of God's Word. I want to read through the Bible every year. Some of you are more, you know, detail-oriented, and I just want to take one passage and chew on it all day long. It really doesn't make any difference, just so that we're using God's Word daily. Why? Because how is it that the Lord God asks you the tough questions? If you aren't interacting with the Lord through His Word, you won't hear the questions that you desperately need to hear. But every time you open up the Bible, the Lord God is going to ask you some questions. Read Genesis chapter 3. The Lord God is going to ask you some tough questions. How have you disobeyed me today? How have you been ashamed, or what have you been ashamed of today that makes you want to scurry for cover? What have you done today that you hope nobody knows? What have you thought today? You see, what makes you want to hide? How have you blamed somebody else for your sin, just like Eve? You see, that's how we read God's Word and let God ask us some tough questions. We read God's Word and we hear the questions behind that Word. For example, in my Bible reading today, I read the only psalm that Moses wrote, Psalm 90. And right in the heart of that psalm is this sentence: "You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence." And when I read that, I go, what are my secret sins? You see, the Lord wants to love you enough to ask you the tough questions, but we can only hear Him if we're listening to Him in His Word. Now, hearing those tough questions and being called to account is a frightening thing. And it must have been that way for Adam and Eve too. The first time that the word cursed is ever spoken in this world is recorded in the next verses. Imagine how Adam and Eve must have felt as they heard that word cursed. That's what I deserve, cursed. And imagine how relieved they were as they listened to the rest of the sentence. So the Lord God said to the serpent, to Satan in the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all the livestock and all the wild animals. You will crawl on your belly and you'll eat dust all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman." He doesn't pronounce a curse on the people who messed up. He pronounces a curse on their enemy and our enemy. Cursed are you, serpent. Cursed are you, Satan, who is certainly living in that serpent, speaking these words, these lies. He is the father of lies, Jesus said. Cursed are you, Satan. Now, it's true. As we go on and read this book, we will hear God pronounce curses on us too. Cursed is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law. But what is God's purpose? What is the Lord God's purpose in pronouncing that curse of the law? It's so that we can appreciate the very next verses. You see, Galatians chapter 3, verse 10, the Apostle Paul quotes that passage. Cursed is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law. But he quotes that passage so that you can appreciate the next verses where it says, the Bible also says, cursed is everyone who hangs on the tree. Christ became a curse for us so that we might be redeemed. Yes, you and I deserve to be cursed. But God had another solution. It was not the solution of Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve's solution was, maybe I can just hide it. Maybe no one will know. Maybe I can just bury it deep down in my heart, in my mind, and I'll forget about that sin. Doesn't work. That's why God asked the tough questions. Where are you? What have you done? What are your secret sins, the sins that are in your thoughts that only you know, but the Lord your God knows? The devil wants you to believe that you can hide them, but the devil isn't your ally. And one of the promises here is God says, I'm going to put enmity, I'm going to put an adversarial relationship between Satan and you so that you don't believe his lies anymore. And then he makes this marvelous promise. You see, the Lord God loves you enough to come up with a solution that you and I can't. Tony mentioned it right at the beginning of the service today. God said, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel. This sure doesn't seem very clear. But what the Lord God is doing is he is using imagery that our parents, Adam and Eve, would understand. They had just been defeated by Satan that lived in that serpent at that moment. And so he promises, we're going to crush that serpent's head. He is going to be destroyed. But the offspring of the woman who will accomplish this, he'll also have to suffer. The serpent will strike his heel. Now you go, man, that's not very clear. And the Lord God knows that. See, that's another reason why he invites us to keep on reading. Because the Lord's revelation is progressive. I mean by progressive, meaning that he keeps on adding more and more details to the picture. Here we see that he's the seed of the woman, and Isaiah 7 will say, oh, of course that's why he's the seed of the woman. A virgin will conceive and give birth to a son. The prophecies will continue, oh, he'll be the son of David. Oh, he will have his hands and feet pierced. He will be laid in the dust of death. gradually God adds more and more detail to the picture so that you and I who live in the New Testament time can see the picture even more clearly than any of God's Old Testament people, that we can see the seed of the woman was God himself come in human form to take the curse upon us. When you and I mess up, everything within us by nature says, maybe I can just hide. But today, I just want to celebrate that the Lord God loves you enough not to let you hide. He asked the tough questions so that you're ready to hear his solution. And his solution requires not perfection on our part. His solution simply requires faith. Trust that we can turn ourselves around and just be open to God and confess to him how, like Adam and Eve, we've messed up. Now, wouldn't it be nice that at this point we would all hear the story and they lived happily ever after? But that's not how the story ends. Moses goes on and says, to the woman the Lord God said, I will greatly increase your pains in childbearing. With pain you will give birth to children. Your desire will be for your husband and he will rule over you. To Adam, he said, because you listened to your wife and ate from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil, you will eat of it all the days of your life. It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow, you will eat your food, until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken. For dust you are, and to dust you will return. The story doesn't end, and they live happily ever after. Yours doesn't either. Just moments ago, I was reminded of the pain that's present in our lives, right? Why? Why do our lives get torn apart in so many ways? Why is there this pandemic? Why the turmoil and strife within our communities? We can see it as God must be angry with us. But there's a reason why Moses recorded these words of the Lord your God after the promise of the Savior. The promise of the Savior still stands. His solution is simply trust that Jesus is that seed of the woman who has destroyed Satan's power over you. You are forgiven. But then why the pain? Because the Lord God uses the pain in our lives to help us hear the questions. Now, I have a little confession to you. Don't stand on this side of me right now. You know, every once in a while, I just get such a wax buildup in my ear, I can't hear. So I'll have to get it cleaned out, you know. I think that comes with age. This was God's 62nd birthday present to me 2 years ago yesterday. That was the first time it ever happened. I went, okay, I'm getting old. Bummer. But that's true of all of us, that we have a hard time hearing sometimes. And so the Lord God loves us enough to give us some of these sad consequences of sin so that we're willing to hear his questions. brother, sister, if there's been hurt and turmoil in your life, what was your part in it? How have you caused? What was your sin involved? Because we're all sinners. I think of the COVID-19, it certainly has humbled me. I'd read about pandemics in the past, but I just kind of scoffed and went, our doctors can figure everything out. No, they can't. See, I trusted in doctors sometimes a little bit more than I trusted in the Lord. Why is there so much unrest in our communities today? Again, maybe it's God's invitation to each of us to search our own hearts. What secret sins, bitterness, anger lies within us? And we're just seeing outwardly what is present in all of our hearts. You see, the Lord God loves us enough to make sure that we experience some of the consequences of sin in this world, including death, so that we can hear better. So I'd like to close just by just encouraging you, make sure that you are listening to the questions that God has given you. Now, in the My Next Steps, my encouragement to you is, if you are not already reading God's Word every day, why don't you join us? Join us in a Bible study. Every week we are reading, every day we're reading a portion of God's Word. I'll try to help you get a little bit out of it in my emails. But that's not the most important thing. Make sure you hear our God's solution. And this is where most of often we need help. Because when we read God's Word, we can hear the questions very often very clearly. We come away recognizing, I am guilty. But it's a lot harder to believe that some of those secret sins, those sins that we don't want anybody to know about, those sins that we're trying to hide from others and ultimately from God, there's this feeling like everything else is forgiven, but not this one. And as you gather around a group of Christians over time, you'll hear some of their struggles, and you'll feel comfortable sharing some of yours. And you'll hear over and over again the reminder, that's forgiven too. God's solution covers that. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to close with a prayer, and I am going to give you some permission. I'm going to give you permission here, and those of you who are watching online, not to close your eyes. I'm just going to leave this screen up here, and I would ask the camera crew just to focus on that screen for our online friends, so that you see my email, my cell phone, and for those of you who are here, write a note on your connection card. If you're not already part of the family where you're getting that email devotion, let me know. I'll add you to the group. And if you are not in a small group where you can be encouraged to be reminded of God's solutions, that's the way to contact me. So we'll just leave that up on the screen. You guys don't have to close your eyes. I will, though. I already know my email and cell phone number. And let's pray. Lord God,
Every one of us is messed up. Adam and Eve aren't the last ones. They're not the only ones. We are all alike. Oh, but Lord, thank you for loving them and loving us enough to confront us and then giving us a solution. And so we pray, Lord, that you would be with us as we make a commitment right here to read your word every day, to listen to the questions that search and dig into our hearts. We make a commitment here, and we ask that you would help us to follow through on that commitment, that we find a group of Christian friends, whether it's a small group or some other group that we meet with, that gradually we can get to know and feel comfortable with and feel safe with, so that we can hear the solution that you give, the forgiveness of sins, that we can hear that from other Christians and just be reminded it really is true for sinful human beings like us. And Lord, last week we talked about how it is your desire to set the lonely in families. There are people here right now who feel so all alone. There are people online right now who feel so all alone. Lord, give us a sensitivity to that, that we see the people who just need us and give us the wisdom and the courage to reach out to them and invite them to be part of our spiritual family in some form, small group or some other way. Be with us as we deal with the sad consequences of sin. For those of you who are suffering right now, family strife, personal anguish, sickness, whatever it is that is the burden, the horrible consequences that come into this world, whatever it is, Lord, give them strength day by day to bear that. Give that strength to all of us. Grant healing where healing is necessary. And most of all, Lord, just walk with us. Help us find joy in knowing that it's when we mess up the most and when we're struggling the most, you love us enough to step into our lives and assure us that we are forgiven in Christ. Thank you, Father, for hearing our prayers. And hear us as we join in the prayer that our Savior taught us. And I'd ask you to please stand and let's join in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. Amen. And I'd just like to close with a reminder to you that we are part of a church that is not in existence right now. We are a church that has been in existence from the time of Adam and Eve. And that we can be encouraged by Christians of the past. And that's really what our confessions are all about. Is we're listening to the God's solution that is confessed by our forefathers. And so I'd like to close my time with you by leading you in Luther's explanation of the second article. God's solution to all the times that you and I have messed up. We confess, I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord. He has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death. All this he did that I should be his own, and live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, just as he has risen from death and lives and rules eternally. This is most certainly true.
Give you permission that if you want to just let this song sink in, you go ahead and do that. This song is focusing on how we can put all of the sins all the way back to when we were born behind us and run to the source of hope, to our Father in heaven. Words will be on the screen.
Run to the Father, for his grace, I'm done with the high. Amen.
The Lord smiles on us. We can run to the Father, confident of His love. And that's why God's church over the centuries has loved to hear this benediction from Numbers chapter 6, spoken over the church. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. Amen. I'd ask the congregation here to be seated. I just got a few announcements. First of all, this is where we would normally gather the offering, but since we don't do that here, just kind of remind us, for those of you who are online and for those of us here, we really appreciate the incredible support that God's people provide for our ministry here at the Bridge and St. Paul's, and we ask that you would continue to do so. You are making a difference for eternity in the lives of so many people. Just in that connection, I would remind you that those of you who are present here, if you could make sure that you fill out the connection card. This helps us stay connected as a family of believers to know who is here. But in this COVID world, it's also sometimes important for us to know who is here as well. So make sure you fill this out and put it in the basket back there. And if you brought an offering, rather than giving online, you can just place the offering in the basket back there as well. Just a reminder that tonight, Awaken Alive is going to be having an online event. It starts at 6:30. You can find the link, awakealive.com, and learn more. And then a leadership summit is coming up. This is something that I think is more important for us now than ever. My leadership has been challenged in ways that I could never have imagined over the last month or so, of really few months, and we all are people of influence, and our mission statement is by every possible means we bring every person within our influence closer to Christ. So how can we expand that influence? How can we help people around us so that they are drawn to the Savior? I've gone to the Leadership Summit for about 15 years, and there are some event things that I've learned that are just life-changing. So I would encourage you, you can register on our website. It's a two-day event, and if you can't make it in person or don't feel comfortable watching in person, you can also stream it live and then watch it a week later, over the week afterwards. And then I mentioned the small groups. I'm excited about people expressing interest in doing small groups online, Zoom, so again, fill out the connection card if that would be more comfortable. Our small group actually has met more often doing Zoom than we have in person, so let me know. And then Pastor Nate's starting a new membership Bible study soon, a great way to grow in your faith. So if you're looking for what's my next step, how can I grow closer to my Savior, I would encourage you to plug into that. And I think that's the last one. Yes, it is. So for those of you who are present with us, I pray that you enjoy this last song that our band up here will be leading us in worship. And for those of you who are online, it's been great to have you join us. We hope that you can stick around for the last few minutes to celebrate our Savior's incredible love. Now, please stand for the last song. Tony, back to you.
Thank you, Pastor. All right, last song. We're going to raise up the energy in the house. Online, if you want to get up to with us, put those hands together. Let's even if you want to dance, we might be having people dance here too. Let's all raise our voice and shout to the one who makes us alive, Jesus. Here we go.
There's a new song rising, new song rising. There's a new song rising, a new song rising.
Let's sing that together. Here we go. There's a new.
There's a new song rising, new song rising. There's a new song rising, new song rising.
darkness, surrounded by silence. So where have I gone? I woke to reality, losing its grip on me. Oh, where have I gone? 'Cause I can see the light before I see the sunrise. You call and you shout and broke through my deafness. Now I'm breathing, breathing out. I'm alive again. You shattered my darkness, washed away my blindness. Now I'm breathing, breathing out. I'm alive again.
Late have I loved you. You waited for me. I searched for you.
Amen. God's richest blessings. Thank you for worshiping with us online. Hope to see you back here, same time, same place. Have a blessed week, everybody.